blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Vibe dating immediately made me think of Bob. While vibe is not a new word by any stretch, Bob saying it's a vibe is certainly rings in my head. Like, oh, that's so vibe dating is your first story this morning.
Okay.
And it's exploding.
Oh.
As young singles are ditching the rules and looking for chemistry. Now, one of the things that I've heard a lot. I talk to people about this stuff, the dating apps, dating in general in the modern age. And it sounds to me like people are pretty fed up. Like they don't feel.
You never hear people like, oh yeah, the dating app's so fun. It's great. I love it.
They don't feel valued or well treated because the person who hears one word or sentence that they're not interested in or didn't enjoy or didn't, or maybe Oof. Even, and bye.
Yep.
Goodbye. Well, that sounded not a little wasting, salty.
Not wasting I'm any more time on
you. You're not
you.
Texting me enough.
Where's my check-in?
One of the things that they're talking about here is dating has become, unfortunately, this interview process.
Yes.
And so even maybe on a first date, you might find yourself running through your credentials and asking about theirs.
Yeah.
And that's not fun.
No.
Especially if you've done that multiple times in a month, where you might just find yourself going, I don't want to.
I'm not here on an audition. Let's just have dinner and chat about anything else.
Well, unfortunately, that's not the way that it's been going. And now people are starting to realize like this, putting everything into a first date to decide this person isn't it for you is not the best way to find someone to hang with. And good old fashioned chemistry is at least the best place to get started. And we've talked about this on The Secret Show and many other podcasts shows we've done where we're giving bad advice. Go have some fun first before you find out. And I get right. it. Some people are like, well, what if I like him, but then he's got this thing I can't live with? Well, then you had one night of fun instead of one night of interview.
Mm.
Because we've all had job interviews. They're not the most fun thing in the world.
No.
Where you are singing your own praises and trying to get them to...
And be perky and just, I'm a people pleaser.
You have a problem and I'm the solution! It's not fun. It is not fun. What's fun is going out and running around the city and right. being crazy kids and enjoying yourselves and being spontaneous and not going through an interview process.
I was thinking... as you were talking about this, about it was a while ago, but it was like a video that went viral. This girl gets asked out on a date on one of the apps, and the guy's like, "Meet me at Target."
Oh yeah.
And they went in and shopped at Target, and were in. And then they walked through the store and looked at things and chatted, and everything flowed. And I don't know if they're still together. I mean, probably not. But I thought that's a better date than sitting down for coffee. And grilling the other person and being grilled in return like that. You're out. You're in the world. You see someone's reaction to something. You get a sense of their sense of humor and their vibe.
Young people have grown tired of dating checklists, vibe dating, a trend that's reportedly gaining traction with Gen Z and likely all age groups because this really is the way. It's focusing on finding someone who sparks an instant connection. It's a feeling. It's an energy. When you have that, you know it.
Yep.
And it's awesome.
But in an interview situation, you might not even notice that you have it.
Right.
Because you're busy killing the vibe, man.
How do I get rid of you?
Mm.
How do I not have to stay with you the rest of my life? Well, right. Why bother dating?
Because I'm just eliminating everybody, one person at a time.
Relationship expert is saying it's about a feeling. Throwing away the traditional list and just going with it and seeing if you click and how you feel in the moment.
Mm.
The shift suggests that daters are craving something more instinctive and authentic in a culture that is increasingly dominated by technology and AI. And again, with the Now.
Yeah. I wonder how that girl, was her name Lisa? She took out billboards and she.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how she did.
I never followed up on that. But
maybe
she
quietly rode off on a white horse with her knight in shining armor.
That felt way more like what we're getting rid of with vibe dating, which is here she is trying to find that person.
Right.
And that's a job interview scenario, which isn't the most fun possible way.
You know, I'm not on the dating apps, but don't you already have to have things in common to even match? Like, do they ask you your...
They'll match you with anything you have in common. So I went to graduate school. So here's somebody. They went to graduate school too. Or I'm a Christian.
My
here's
religion,
another person.
Well,
they do, but it's not like a whole bunch of those things.
Okay,
like,
you don't have match to match you. On 10 points.
No. Okay. And I think they start to figure out your type because I've noticed that like I'd get more of like the type of person I'm looking to
date. What type of person is that?
I think it's pretty smart, funny. The word funny needs to be somewhere in there as well. Mm-hmm. And but finding something to do and getting that lined up, that's just exhausting.
Right.
I'm in the middle of that right now with somebody and I'm don't know what to plan. Speaking of Lisa, as of December 2025, that's the billboard girl. She is in the process of dating candidates who applied through her website.
Oh,
okay. So she's got a long list of people she's got to work her
way
through.
Because I thought, she said what she was after. She wants a partner. She wants kids. Mm-hmm. She wants all these things. And I mean, I guess everybody can't afford a billboard.
No.
But good for her. Lisa, you're local. Please let us know. 800-400-3697.
Keep us up.
Or badadvice973@gmail.com. People are using that already just to reach out to me.
I sent something in to her once and got no response.
Oh.
About like, hey, if you ever want to come on the show. And no.
I see.
Nothing.
Mm.
Did you tell her you were also single and...
I'm not. She's not my. I not. No.
She's not your type.
Not at all.
I thought she was adorable.
The whole putting yourself on a billboard thing, that's definitely not my vibe.
Move.
It's not my vibe. I'm not vibing with that. I just
classic
go on the radio.
Maddie. Classic Maddie. Oh my
God. There's a 50%
anyway,
chance.
Vibe dating is what I really am for this. While I do understand you're meeting often on Facebook or dating apps or whatever, that spark is to me what makes you want to see that person again. That's the thing, that spark, that wink, that look, that like, and you know it when you have it.
Yes.
You can be at a party and be on the other side of the room. And that look where you connect eyes and hang over there. I want to be with that person.
Yeah. You know, you and I spent a morning together when you came to Philly for the interview thing. And we were doing the show and it was whatever it was. But it wasn't until you and I left and I was taking you around Philly and we were going, like, we just fell in so easy. Like, it just...
I didn't do a test show with
clicked.
You guys.
No, not really.
No. It was you and me cruising town. That's what we did. Anyway, I hope that is the trend going forward because I hate the idea of...
I know.
Eliminating people because they're not, you know, checking all of the boxes.
But you can see why somebody who goes on enough of those dates is like, I can't take another, that they would start to eliminate people. They would start to look for them because there's always something that's going to eliminate. So you know what I mean? Like, I can see why people fall into that where they're just like, I've been on 50 million of these. Let me just run through these things that are going to bum me out.
Well, going unmentioned so far is it's expensive too. Mm. Like you can't, how many dates can you do a month where you don't
spend
like each other?
30 plus bucks just for a coffee.
Well, and I didn't do coffee. I would take someone out to eat.
Mm.
Like, let's go see what's up.
Right.
There's $100+ by the time you're done. And
oh my God, easily.
So that's, you want that to.
You want it to pan out.
It doesn't necessarily mean you have to do it that night, but you'd like to think that you two have some hope.
Right. I just spent all this money on you. Goodbye forever.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
Amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.